Even with state earnings expected to be much less than last year, the Corrections Department is looking for more in its budget. Corrections wants an increase in funding for treatment programs in the state's jails. Commissioner Joe Schmidt is asking for a 1% increase in their operating budget this year. That amounts to about $1.3 million.
There's about $380,000 in a cost of living increase for the out-of-state contract. Mental health services is about $400,000 in substance abuse, about $500,000.
Substance abuse programs in the state's jails were canceled a few years ago under the Murkowski administration. Schmidt is trying to put them back and add some new ones. The commissioner is an outspoken proponent of slowing down recidivism rates, or the revolving door factor of people going back to jail over and over again. He says one of the ways to curb that problem is to not just house them in jail, but treat them. He says 92% of the state's prisoners have substance abuse issues, and 42% are mentally ill.
I know it's many members of the public question, you know, why would we want to buy a program? Why would we want to spend resource public dollars on something like that? But when such high percentages of the prison population has issues with mental health and with substance abuse, and many times both together, you know, like it or not, they are a big liability to the state. And we think that if we put these programs in, even if a small percentage of them stop coming back to prison, those programs will pay for themselves.
Last year, the legislature okayed about $500,000 to start up 5 substance abuse programs in jails. They will be housed in facilities in Bethel, Seward, Fairbanks, Juneau, and Anchorage. They are in the bidding process right now with the hopes that the programs can start up by next summer. In this new budget, Corrections is asking to fund 4 more programs.